Hi, Mark Naismith from Hooked on the Niners with my colleague Mitch Jurisic. And we're going to talk a little bit about the 49ers' current team and where they might have some vulnerability at some positions on both offense and defense. You know, Mitch, last year a lot of people were very disappointed with the Niners. Obviously, they felt they underachieved, and people often said this is a team with really a lot of talent. And, you know, I guess when I thought about that, I think that's somewhat debatable. And not to get down on our hometown guys, but, you know, you think of Patrick Willis and you think of Frank Gore and you think maybe of Joe Staley, who's been injured a little bit. You know, I'm not sure this team has got a ton of talent. So, you know, they've got a lot of good players. But one of the things we want to chat a little bit about is, you know, who are guys who have to use the overused word step up a little bit, or their jobs are vulnerable, or who are guys who maybe you think have underachieved on this team, including guys that have been very high draft picks?
Well, you know, there's an old adage in covering the Niners for the 10 years that I did for a television station, that the big mantra that you hear all the time is make a play. Who's making plays? Make a play. And while we do have some nice, solid players, you know, you got to make plays. Yeah. And you can only go so long with, yeah, well, he's a good player. Well, you know, make a big play at some point. And obviously, the first thing that you look at is the quarterback position. And we've gone on and on about that. And that obviously has got to be addressed, and you got to do something there. But on offense, you know, Frank Gore has just been fabulous, one of the greatest running backs in the history of the 49ers. But it is time to start to take a look at that. Can Frank carry the load for a whole season? And I know that we got him a good backup last year, but I've often thought that the Niners need that change of pace guy that we don't have on the team. That guy that, you know, half a dozen plays a game. Maybe it's a couple of sweeps, a couple of swing passes, and a run up the middle. Just somebody to change the pace. And when you look at the offensive line, you have to wonder how long they're going to stick with Shiloh Rochelle. You know, he struggles, and I know Anthony Smith has had trouble, but how much is that because of the guy next to him? Who knows? You know, Anthony Smith was, what, 20 years old when he started last year? So those are some of the guys that I would look at on offense, Mark.
And excuse me, I neglected to mention that our tight end is a pretty good football player. You know, Vernon Davis is clearly one of the elite players in the league. But again, it's a fairly small population of what we consider huge impact players. And, you know, I know we'll talk in a later segment about the draft. But, you know, one, aside from the quarterback position, which is indisputable, you know, you've got to have a great one to win. The part of the team that really seemed to have issues with making big plays last year, and I know sometimes we can associate this with my favorite term, which is get a pass rush, is a defensive backfield. You know, they didn't make a lot of plays out of that position, you know. Not a lot of interceptions, not a lot of big impact plays, and, you know, one would wonder if that's not a place they'll look first in the draft.
I think so. I remember last year that Nate Clements was adamant about not moving the safety. Well, I think it's time to make that move. He is a great hitter. I think he would be perfect at that position. I think his skills have, you know, and I'm not saying this is a stab at him. I mean, everyone gets slower with age. Look at us. I mean, that's all you have to do there. And if they address cornerback in the draft, I can see Nate Clements moving to safety, where Reggie Smith kind of struggled at times. Taylor Mays hasn't come on like he thought. Deshaun Goldson had kind of an off year for him. And who knows if that wasn't part of him covering for the other guys. Back there. Sean K. Spencer, I think, is okay. But at linebacker, Takeo Spikes, I mean, how many years can we expect this kind of play out of him? What's his 15th year, 14th year coming up? Somewhere in there. And then there's the trio of guys that just kind of haven't gotten over the edge for me. Manny Lawson, Paris Harrelson, and Ahmad Brooks. All three were supposed to be the pass rush from the outside. And it's just never come to fruition. Good players, yes. Playmakers, I don't think so, Mark. They're not playmakers.
Well, their defense was adequate this year. You know, it's kind of the old adage, bend, don't break. And they were adequate, but it is an interesting deal to think about some places where this draft could really help them, and free agents as well. One of the guys who I think distinguished himself last year as a free agent was Travis LeBoy. So I think that helps them. He's a very aggressive pass rusher, and depending upon what happens with Lawson in the draft, that might continue to solidify, which is generally considered their best strength position, which is linebacker. I'd still like to see them get a pass rush from one of the people up three. Justin Smith had a good year. He's going into his 10th year, but Isaac Sapawaga, to me, is more of a nose guy than the defensive end, and if they do lose Franklin, I could see him moving inside in the three and hopefully getting a guy who can put some pressure on from the outside. But, you know, in order for that offense to be on the field more, that defense has not got to be on the field all the time, and they were way too much this year.
I think they were too, and you know, again, that's something that they're going to have to address in the draft. And, you know, thank God they do have guys like Justin Smith, whose motor runs all the time. He may not get a lot of sacks, and yeah, they're going to have to look at that overall. And then one other position that we haven't even touched on yet is, and maybe we haven't because there's nobody to throw the ball to them, but wide receiver. You know, Michael Crabtree is you know, good. You can see that, you know, he'll probably develop into something. Josh Morgan is a good, steady NFL player. Ted Ginn Jr., Dominic Ziegler, can you improve upon that? Yeah, I think you can. Does that mean that you're going to keep a Ted Ginn around just to return punts and kickoffs? I don't know. I mean, he'd have to be the fifth receiver in order to do that. But if you did draft a Patrick Peterson out of LSU, there's your punt returner right there. There's your guy to return punts. So there's lots of room to upgrade. These guys are all fine players. We love them. We root for them. But I think we can step up either through free agency or through the draft.
Yeah, and I think one has to kind of speculate on what sort of offense that Harbaugh would run. I mean, you know, the Stanford offense, which may not be replicated by the 49ers, was not just a deep down-the-field offense all the time, very controlled, that threw the ball to a lot of different players. And one would think that with the talent they have, especially with Davis at tight end, that maybe they would have the talent to have a very effective controlled passing game. But, you know, it's always nice to have the DeSean Jacksons. I know that is a tough word to bring up with you, especially when you mentioned Chyler Rashal, to have a game-breaking type of guy who can run past people. But it just seems to us that there are still some areas that the Niners need to have guys that either kind of step over the line this year and really move up, or that we get guys who can play. I think the team does need some talent injection, and that's what the draft and free agency is all about.
Well, I'll just end it with this. If a couple of old, worn-out guys that spend Sundays with a clicker in their hand and a libation in the other, if we notice this stuff, don't you think Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke know this? I mean, they got the right guys in charge. Now, if you listen closely to our stuff, I said that when they got Mike Singletary. Yeah, we all drank the Kool-Aid, and we wish him the best stuff in Minnesota. But I think with this duo, Harbaugh and Baalke, they're going to get this figured out.
Yay, team. Well, thanks a lot. Follow us on www.hookedontheniners.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll look forward to a much more productive 2011. Bye.